Well, Jake, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've had quite the busy day. First day of school is in the books. Just kind of tell me how things went so far.
It's been a great day. It's been so good to see our students back with us at school. Our teachers have done a fantastic job in preparing for the students, and our administrators are ironing out any kind of kinks that have come up. But overall, it's been just an overwhelmingly positive day here in Mountain Home Public Schools.
Well, just kind of tell me a little bit about how the enrollment has been on this first day.
So we're currently sitting at 3,897, and so that's an increase of about 20 kids over this point in time last year. That enrollment does do some fluctuating between now and really after Labor Day, but overall it's a good start with enrollment. Kindergarten enrollment still about 281. And the biggest challenge of the day is still ahead of us, and making sure that everybody gets on the right bus and everyone gets home. So we do ask for everyone's patience. Look out for those buses out there as we drop these kids off.
Well, that does lead me to my next question. How have things been so far? Has it been fairly smooth?
Yes, they have. Transportation went really well this year. We have a very strong returning set of drivers in our transportation department, and so the majority of them are experienced. But we also know this evening is the one in making sure that everybody makes everybody make sure everyone gets on the right buses for us to send them home safely.
Well, I know the Arkansas Department of Education has that campaign that they've put on Twitter, that hashtag flashing red kids ahead. But that doesn't just go for the first day of school. I mean, that's something that motorists need to be mindful of just about every day of the school.
Yeah, that's correct. It is something that the public needs to pay attention to and watch out for, even on the four-lane highways in which there may be, a turning lane. And so those situations, ones are kind of tricky. So you see the flashing red, bring it to a stop, and let the buses do their thing.
The last couple of years, everybody's probably been a little concerned with the pandemic. Are things have been a little more at ease?
No question about it. We've really focused on trying to create a positive first day for our kids. Folks have enjoyed getting to have a positive and a positive start at school without a bunch of guidelines and things, honestly, distractions to worry about. And so us just being able to focus in on the kids, building those relationships that first day has really been a blessing. And we're so thankful to be in that situation there and for us to make our learning as fun and engaging as possible.
Well, Jake, sounds like everything went pretty good for the first day. We hope that trend continues for the rest of the year.
You bet. I appreciate it, Matt. Thank you for your time and support.